call the Committee on Oversight to order September 15th, 6:35 p.m. in room file 406 on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union in person and via Zoom. Moving on to agenda item two, roll call. The Speaker pro tempore will now call the roll, please.
Chair Kitch.
Present.
Chair Micelli.
Present on phone call.
Chair Issa.
Absence excused.
Chair Castro.
Absence excused.
Chair Bolander.
Present on phone call.
Chair Levy.
Present as different person.
Hold on. Absence excused. Senator Villa will be filling in for report.
Chair Separito.
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Present. Chair Acklin.
Present.
Quorum is present.
All right, thank you. Moving on to agenda item three, public comment. Any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving on to agenda item four, adoption minutes. There are no minutes to be approved of at this time. Moving on to agenda item five, reports. Moving on to the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs, Senator Kitch.
Hi, everyone. So ASA met on last Thursday at 5 p.m. in the PCR. We had a really productive discussion and talked a lot about where they'd all kind of been at their liaisons, because I had some new members that weren't sure how to contact people or what to do there. Those that had, though, actually found that they had a lot of interest from other on-campus entities like libraries and, I think, admissions and records about PAC-AI. And there was a lot of interest in our bill and like kind of what Senate knew about it seemed like, from other on-campus groups that weren't just upper admin. So that was interesting to learn. And then we got a fun lesson from Luis in Robert's Rules.
Parliamentarian,
Luis. Rara. So, yeah, that was it. It was a perfect meeting. It was good.
Alrighty, cool. Any questions at this time? Alrighty. Moving on to the chair of, the Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Micelli.
Hey, everyone. I hope you can all hear me all right. Budget finance is going great. We had our first three financial reviews last week, and we're going to have the next three next week on Wednesday. And we're having a little bit of attendance issues with people not communicating, but I'll send you updated attendance for the last meeting, Leaf. And otherwise, we rolled out our standardized financial review form and got some pretty positive feedback from the accounts we reviewed, and they all liked it. They thought it made their jobs easier. And so we're going to keep just updating that with new questions as we get feedback from the accounts. But otherwise, everything's going really well.
Okay, cool. In regard to that, in terms of attendance, I said at the beginning of last week's meeting, but I'm kind of giving you guys purview to kind of determine what's excused, what's not excused, as long as you guys just kind of keep me up to date, since we don't have a secretary right now in any facet or regard. So if you have any members who are absent or tardy or whatever it may be, just update me so I can update the points memo to make sure that's up to date, so senators are held accountable. Other than that, yeah, does anybody have any questions in regard to that, in regard to what I just said or Senator Micelli's report? Alrighty, thank you. Moving past Senator Issa, moving past Senator Castro, moving on to the Committee on Government Operations, Senator Bolander.
Yeah, hello everyone. We met on Friday at 4:30. We had a quick 30-minute meeting as the CSE closed at 5, but we got about four pieces passed, all necessary for this upcoming Wednesday's meeting, and then I did fail to refer one of the bills to Budget and Finance. I think it was the compensation bill that Senator Separato wrote. So we may, correct me if I'm wrong, Speaker, but we're going to be referring that back to Budget and Finance on Wednesday. I have Senator Lawson and Senator interested in joining my committee. He said he's planning on making that announcement on Wednesday. And then, yeah, all of our meetings forward will be on Monday at 4:30.
Okay, cool. In regard to your comment to Senator Separato's piece, technically, yes. It would be more efficient, I believe, if we were to still send it to the Committee on Budget and Finance after Government Operations, but did it pass unanimously, or was there any discussion regarding that piece at GovOps?
No, but Senator Moss can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe there was any deliberation over that bill.
Passed okay. Unanimously.
Okay, cool. For future, I would say that it would be best if we sent it to both committees, but if it passed unanimously and at the discretion of the chair and the speaker, meeting myself, I'm just going to put it on the agenda for next week, which will be the 24th. So we'll have to go to budget and finance, but for future reference, anything in regard to the budget or auditing of our SAS, I would definitely recommend that it be seen at both committees. That's for an announcement for just all chairs in general. Alrighty.
Okay.
Moving back up to the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, Senator Issa, would you like me to come back to you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Moving down the list to the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, Senator Levy was not here, so she had sent Senator Villa, her proxy, in her place. Go ahead.
For Senator Levy's report, she says, good evening, everyone. I'm so sorry for not being able to be in attendance at today's meeting, as at the last meeting, I mentioned my schedule being up in the air due to a lot of waitlisted classes for my SSW updates. The committee will be meeting on this Friday at 5:30, in which we will be covering the Sustainability Department's monthly farmers market, coffee and cops with UNRPD, and a spooky-themed event training students on self-defense, where we will be passing out stun guns and pepper spray. We will also be covering the ADA committee's requested accessibility walk in partnership with IDEA, with the IDEA department and committee. And as always, if anybody has any questions, please feel free to email or text me.
Alrighty, thank you. You passed it. Actually, you're good. You're good. Alrighty, moving back up to the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, Senator Issa.
Good evening, everyone. Not much to report. Our committee met on Friday, and we just went over reports and stuff, just making sure that all of our committee members are up to speed and everyone is updated on each of our individual projects. We're going to be meeting again on Friday, September 26th, same time, 5:30 p.m. in the Senate chambers, and we're going to be hearing a presentation from Director Taylor, just kind of to get everyone on the committee on board with how the Department of Government Affairs works and all the projects they're working on, as well as to find ways for collaboration between our committee and their department. And again, at our last meeting, we had 100% attendance, so no one's missing any meetings, so good on them. And additionally, we just finalized everything for Constitution Day last week, and that will be held this Wednesday at, I believe, 11:15 in the morning till, I believe, it's 1 or 2 p.m. So if anyone wants to volunteer, please go ahead and go on the gift list. That's it.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? Alrighty, seeing none, moving on to the Special Committee on Food and Security, Senator Chaparito.
Hello, everyone. The Special Committee will be meeting tomorrow at Conference Room 317 from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to be having a presentation from Bridget Tednon regarding the upcoming PAC Revisions Giving Day event, as well as a presentation on PAC Rise from Coordinator of Programs and Services, Justin Berger. We'll be also discussing the finalizing the time for the fish touring, which is looking at September 26th, 3 to 4 p.m. Seems like we'll be having 4 to 6 members attending the touring event, both from and outside of the committee, and we'll be finalizing the transportation for the touring event for tomorrow.
Cool. Any questions? Alrighty, moving on. Parliamentarian Issa, do you have a report?
Not much to report. Just working on getting the legislation workshop set up for this week's meeting. Last week, of course, we had the Roberts Rules workshop, and I hope it was good for everyone. I've been trying to kind of get everyone's opinion, everyone at the table's opinion on how that workshop went, just in case I could pass information on to whoever is the parliamentarian next year. And also, I haven't had this discussion with Speaker Ackland yet, but to say on the record, I've been thinking about alternate ways on how to help our new senators understand parliamentary procedure, whether that's kind of having a mini workshop every once in a while or having individual check-ins with senators on their parliamentary procedure knowledge. So that's still a work in progress, and I'll be having those discussions, but that's it for my report.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? All right, moving on. Speaker Pro Tem Fort Moss, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry, everybody. I'm a little tired today. I've been subbing a lot, so that's why I sound a little exhausted right now. But The internship application closes this week. We're very excited. We're starting to set up times for interviews next week. So I'm looking forward to that. I've already created a list of proxies should I not be able to attend the interviews. So if you're on that list for proxies, you should be contacted here pretty soon just in case I need you. I don't foresee needing proxies this week, as I've been trying to make myself available for every interview, but without a set schedule yet, I just have to be prepared with proxies. We're looking great in terms of applications. We're at about, I think, 109 as I checked it today. As you guys saw on Wednesday, I finished the mentor handbook, so please take a second to review that and encourage your committee members to look at the mentor handbook. It goes over what mentor hours are, expectations for mentors, a little bit into curriculum as well. The syllabus is also in the box. That is the current version. That is not the version with any of the edits that DEA Dietrich has made. Usually she only really talks about what needs to be added rather than what needs to be taken away. So there might be more content added to the syllabus. We don't know yet, but it's a pretty detailed syllabus and I don't foresee it changing too much. So if you wanted to start taking a look at that, go right ahead. I'll also be sending out the mentor intern pairing survey for the senators to fill out soon. I'm working with Senator Levy, who helped now President Aglabat last year with that survey, to make sure that it has the most reach and effect in terms of making these pairings. So that will most likely be due by the end of September for every senator to do. So I'm excited for that to all come out. I've got some exciting meetings coming up, so I'll let you guys know as those come, but I stand for questions.
Thank you. Any questions at this time? Already moving on to myself. Thank you guys for coming. I truly appreciate it. For those who are not and are not on the Zoom, but on a phone call right now, we are in room 406, which is in the Joe on the fourth floor. So this is where we're going to be holding our meetings bi-weekly. So our next meeting will be on the 29th, I believe. I think that's 2 weeks from now. Yeah. So on the 29th at 6:30 p.m. in this room until December. This is just the time that works best for everybody. I know Senator Maselli has a class at 7, so he'll be joining us in person. Sometimes we're on Zoom at 6:30 and then fortunately having to depart. I don't imagine OSAT meetings are going to be more than 30 minutes, though, unless we have a censure to discuss, which we haven't. So that's been good. But the main point of this committee is to review outreach and to go over points. So with that being said, we're going to be moving into, let's see, agenda item 7A, August 27th to September 10th, outreach review. So how this works, at the beginning, I'm going to let you guys kind of go over and look through the outreach, see if there's anything that kind of stands out to you or any senators who did really good outreach. I know some of the senators weren't able to really submit all their outreach, Senator Saporito included, in regard to having it kind of bug out. So you guys having to send me screenshots. I'm really trying to figure that out now. But I think what we're going to have to do, until the meantime, I sent out an announcement in the Teams chat, basically saying that if you guys do your outreach, please send me a screenshot once you guys are done, just so I have confirmation, so we're kind of able to figure this out in regard to making sure that you guys don't have to send me screenshots and you guys can just fill it out and not have to worry about it. But yeah, I'll let you guys kind of review that and right now. And then just to go down the list there, every senator submitted their outreach, but some of them are just not showing up. And those senators being Barris, Evans, Hotelling, Custer, Lawson, and Saporito. Those senators did do their outreach. I can confirm. I received screenshots of them. Shout out to Senator Barris, who did 37 hours of outreach. That also includes, I believe, the summer and stuff like that. So shout out to her. But yeah, do you guys have any questions in regard to outreach review? All right, you guys can go over it. We're gonna not reconvene, but I'm gonna call us back at 6:52 p.m. How's that sound? Good? 3 minutes to review outreach? Go ahead. Actually, wait, I'll just do it. I'm seeking a motion for a recess to 6:52 p.m. through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Mons. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Issa, sorry. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, the Senate will reconvene at 6:52 p.m. Why'd you have your hand up?